In Argentina, a growing number of people are directing their prayers to the spirit of a 19th century gaucho. Little is known about the cowboy Antonio Gil, except that he was an outlaw and was probably executed by provincial authorities. But where history leaves off, religious devotion has taken over. NPR's Martin Costi has the story.
It's been a dry spring in the province of Corrientes, a place known for heat, poverty, and a macho cowboy culture. The only relief in the scrubby brown landscape are the red banners flying from trees and from the rooftops of tumble-down shacks. Red is the color of legendary gaucho Antonio Gil, and the closer you get to the site of his death, the more red you see. And this is it, an unremarkable spot alongside a highway in the middle of nowhere. A few steps from the asphalt is the shrine itself, consisting of a cross, hundreds of burning red candles, and a statue of the gaucho, a mustachioed cowboy holding a pair of bolos at waist level. The shrine is surrounded by what looks like a religious refugee camp. Dozens of rough-hewn booths selling commemorative candles, medals, and ribbons, again all in red. It's a dreary place, and yet every year more than 100,000 people come here to pay their respects to the gaucho. Federico and Ramon, two 10-year-old candle vendors, tell their version of the standard tale. They say you couldn't hurt him with bullets, says Federico. The bullets just flew through his chest harmlessly. Gaucho Gil was supposedly a good-hearted outlaw who stole from the rich and gave to the poor. They say the authorities finally strung him up on this spot. Before he died, goes the story, he pledged to become a miracle worker. And these boys say that's exactly what happened. He asked the gaucho to help him pass his grade in school, says Ramon, pointing at his friend. And Federico confirms that he did pass. Definitely a miracle. There's almost no historical record of Gaucho Gil. Some doubt he ever existed. But that doesn't stop these Argentines from entrusting him with their most fervent hopes and fears. Sotelo Teresa Lopez has brought her 5-year-old daughter to the shrine.
Porque a los 3 meses se le hinchaba la cara. Y yo le pedí a Gauchita que se sane, mi hija.
Sotelo and her entire family immediately begin to wail as she tells the story of how her daughter had kidney trouble as a baby and how they pleaded with the gaucho to save the girl's life. Cherubic-faced Antonella grins as her mother cries. She's dressed in a homemade red satin dress. Her family of poor tobacco growers saved up for years so they could bring the dress to the gaucho as a thank you offering. The dress will end up here in the so-called Museum of the Little Gaucho, a shed containing an altar where the faithful come to deposit their offerings while soft tangos play on the speakers. Hundreds of dresses already hang from the rafters. Other offerings include bronze plaques, flower vases, even 50 euros in a picture frame. The walls are covered with photos of wishes granted, babies, weddings, cars, a portrait of a young man wearing the uniform of the U.S. Army. Luis Alberto Roldam is in charge of keeping order in the museum. When a person leaves an offering, he comes back years later to make sure it's still here, says Roldam, by way of an explanation for the museum's clutter. Roldam is what Argentines call an interventor, a court-appointed administrator who took over the shrine after the previous directors were accused of fraud. He says it's hard to maintain a sense of honesty at the shrine, especially given Argentina's recent economic woes. There are people who steal the thank you plaques off the walls, he says. Some locals are so poor, they're willing to offend the gaucho for 20 cents worth of scrap metal. 5 miles down the road is Mercedes, a dusty little hamlet built around a central square where locals take afternoon naps under the trees. On the steps of the Catholic Church sits the priest, Luis Maria Addis, who sips traditional yerba mate tea from a gourd. He disapproves of what he calls the charlatans promoting Gaucho Heel. This is a business. People from across the country save up to make this pilgrimage, but when they get here, they have to pay a peso for water, a peso to use the toilet, a peso for everything, Ade says. But he admits the church is partly to blame. 30 years ago, the previous priest here in Mercedes encouraged what was then just a legend about a local Robin Hood character. He thought the gaucho would make a good object lesson in Christian charity. Instead, says Father Addis, the legend exploded out of the priest's control and became what Argentines call a people saint, a holy figure not recognized by the church. Addis says, in retrospect, it's easy to understand why. Gaucho is so typical of our culture, the valiant type who risks his life for a cause, Addis says. The fact that the gaucho was supposedly killed by the army is especially appealing to Argentines these days, when corruption and economic collapse have turned them against their politicians. But the gaucho's appeal may be more basic. Back at the shrine, pilgrims stomp their spurs in front of the altar in an offering of traditional gaucho dancing. If we did this in church, it would be sacrilege. But the little gaucho likes it when we dance, says Jorge Luján Tamaki. He's the son of Japanese immigrants, but today he's dressed in perfect gaucho attire, complete with neckerchief, hat, and a very wide leather belt. A truck driver, he says lately he's noticed gaucho heel shrines cropping up along the roads everywhere in the country, even in neighboring Uruguay, Bolivia, and Brazil. Tamaki says people can relate to the gaucho. He was a person who drank wine and danced, a guy like me. He's my go-between, the field boss between me and God, Tamaki says. And with a wink, he takes a long swig of the strong-smelling brew in his cowhide canteen, secure in the knowledge that Gaucho Heel would approve. Martin Costi, NPR News.
For more on gauchos and a photo gallery, visit our website at npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. We'll be right back.